Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, the last segment of the show before Christmas, and who better to do it with than the best storyteller in the gun industry, in the gun culture, from the biggest website, AmmoLand.com. Joining us again is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here.
So, because I enjoy them so, I decided to look back over the course of this year, and I picked a few out from the most, you know, the fourth quarter, third quarter stuff that we look at for talking about bears. But, I mean, you had a very interesting article back in September about bear realistic defensive shooting drills for bear attacks.
Yeah, and what caused me to write this article is that we had that successful defense against a mass murder attempt by Eli Dickens, where he shot about 10 shots at about 40 yards and stopped a mass murderer in the first 15 seconds, probably saving numerous lives. And so a number of people started saying, well, let's do the Dick and Drill. Can we fire 10 shots at 40 yards and hit the target? And a lot of people did. And I thought it was interesting, but it's also, well, a little unusual. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done. I think it can be done by lots of people who have just modest handgun skills. But it made me think, because it's unusual, about an exercise that I had been told about, where somebody was supposedly training people on defending against bears. And this was a major state agency, and they arranged a training exercise. So the bear, you know, the target, made up like a bear, ran on a cart starting about 10 yards away. And a person had a rope where they would attached to the cart where they'd run away from the firing line. So as fast as they could run was about as fast as the bear would come at the designated shooter. And the trainer set up the situation. And I've trained hundreds, probably thousands of people, and a trainer who sets up the situation can determine whether students pass or fail. You tailor the training to the result you want, not necessarily if it's realistic or not. So the trainer in this situation would prep the trainee. And the trainee was armed with a pump shotgun with a sling. There were rounds in the magazine, but no round was allowed in the chamber. The shotgun had to be slung on the shoulder with the safety on and the bolt locked forward. To engage the target, the trainee had to unsling the shotgun, disengage the bolt, lock, work the action, disengage safety, then shoot. Or alternatively, the trainee could unsling the shotgun, disengage the safety, dry fire the shotgun. That would disengage the bolt lock, then work the action, and then shoot. So there's quite a bit to be done here. Then, to make the task a little more difficult, the trainer would engage the trainee with a question or with small talk. And when the trainee's attention was off the bear, the trainer would give a secret signal to start the bear charging at the trainee. So the trainee would operate after being surprised. Now, unsurprisingly, few trainees managed to get off a shot and hit the bear. Now, what made me kind of leery of this drill is that we find in actual situations, people do pretty well. And it seems, if you're in a country where you're guarding against bears, it seems kind of silly to keep the shotgun slung with the chamber empty. People don't do that when they're hunting birds or rabbits. So why would you do it when you are guarding against bears? So I thought I'd come up with some more realistic drills, and I named them after people involved in actual situations, because in actual situations, they don't often occur as the setup in this major agency training drill. So I called the first one the Ralph Fletcher drill. In 1960, three people had flown into an Alaskan lake, and they were having lunch. There was a float plane not too far away. And a black bear charged out of the brush and grabbed Frances Canton. Now, she's a woman. Her friend grabbed a stick and beat on the bear, which dropped Frances and then charged him, but stopped to start eating the lunch they had laid out. The other friend, Ralph Fletcher, retrieved a .22 pistol from the float plane, walked to within a few feet of the bear, and killed it. So here's the Ralph Fletcher drill. Set up a target, a 12-ounce soda can, or any 12-ounce can will work. It's roughly the shape and size of a bear's brain. Put it behind the target of a bear's head, side view. The can should be located behind the target, similar to where the brain is located on a bear. Shooter is unarmed 5 feet from the target. The pistol's placed 30 feet away. Loaded. On command, the shooter retrieves the pistol, returns to within 7 feet of the bear target. Once the 7-foot line is reached, the shooter has 15 seconds to shoot the bear in the brain. Of course, the important thing here is you have to know where the brain is located on a bear. And that has been a problem for a lot of people. But once you see diagrams of a bear's skull and look at where the brain is, you understand where it is, and it's much easier to hit the brain. And I do, in the article, there's a link to pictures of a bear skull and showing where the brain case is. The next drill that I talk about is, I call it the Dussel Bacon drill. And in, well, on August 13th.
Set that up because we're coming to the break. So, this is, let's see. This is from 1977.
Yep.
And, a geologist, Cynthia Dussel Bacon, had been dropped off by helicopter. So that's a harrowing situation to find herself in.
Well, yeah, she was attacked, and there's lessons to be learned.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. This article, you can find it if you go look at, if you go to, all contributors and look for Dean. This was published September 23rd, 2022. As we're looking back at, 2022 as it comes to a close, this particular database is fascinating to me. When we get back, we're going to find out about the Dussel Bacon drill and about Cynthia Dussel Bacon, what she went through and how she dealt with it. All of this from the desk of Dean Weingarten, all found at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're going to hear about the Dussel Bacon Drill. Tell me about this geologist.
Okay,
Cynthia.
So what happened, this was in 1977, and Cynthia Dussel Bacon had been dropped off by helicopter in Alaska. She was hiking on a narrow path on a ridge about 60 miles southeast of Fairbanks. A, quote, small black bear startled her with a crash in the brush. It appeared to her, staring at her from about 10 feet away. She yelled at it. She pounded a rock with her hammer to make noise. The bear was not intimidated. Cynthia took a step back, which was also higher on the rock. The bear moved out of sight, then struck her from behind, knocked her down. She'd been told playing dead was the best strategy, so she played dead. She lost both her arms, but managed to survive. She had plenty of time to draw a pistol and shoot the bear, but as a condition of work, she was unarmed. So the Dussel Bacon Drill is this. Set up a bear target 10 feet from the shooter. The shooter has a holstered pistol. On command, the shooter has 10 seconds to draw and shoot the bear. What we find, particularly with black bears, once black bears are hurt, they almost always run off. They don't stick around and fight. So she had plenty of time to shoot the bear. The next drill we call the Cecil Rhodes Drill. In 1947, Rhodes was backpacking in Alaska. He's a photographer. He carried a .38 revolver, Smith & Wesson .38 Special. A big grizzly approached him. When it reached within 11 feet of him, he shot it in the head, deliberately aiming off center because he was afraid the bullet would bounce off. At the shot, the bear slumped but didn't go down. The bear retreated, then he heard cubs, indicating the grizzly was a sow. The bear returned and moved past him only 15 feet away. He did not shoot, even though he had a clear shot at her head. The bear did not cause him any more trouble. For this drill, the shooter is situated 20 feet from a bear target, head on. 12-ounce soda can is placed behind the area where the brain is inside a bear's head. Shooter, pistol in hand, is told to move to the 11-foot line. When the shooter reaches the line, they are to fire the pistol at the bear head target. They have 3 seconds. The point here is that Rhodes could almost certainly have killed the bear if he'd aimed in the right spot. But because he was afraid the bullet would bounce off, he aimed off to the side where the brain isn't. Then we have the Tanner Allen drill. And this was in 2022, August 8th, Wyoming. Tanner Allen defended himself against a grizzly bear, which had cubs. After a couple of misses with his 41 mag, in a chaotic situation involving his dog, the bear runs off. Tanner starts climbing down off the mesa he was on, only to have the bear come at him from the bottom of the narrow chute he was descending. He climbed a couple of feet to a more stable position. When the bear reached within 2 feet of him, he fired his pistol into the bear's head, killing him. For this drill, the shooter starts 50 feet away from the target of the bear's head. Target is obscured by a blank target 4 feet in front of it. The shooter walks toward the blank target, pistol in hand. When he reaches the blank target, the trainer pulls or moves the blank target down. This is the signal to fire at the revealed bear target. Shooter has 2 seconds. The purpose these drills serve is to inculcate the necessity of shooting and killing the bear to stop attack. And to show most bear attacks do not occur with complete surprise at extremely close range. In a large number of bear attacks, there's some warning. There's time to make ready before firing. It's important for shooters to know where to aim, where the bear's brain is located inside the bear's head. Now, in a lot of attacks, there's not a lot of time. But in most situations, there's a couple of seconds. And if you're ready, 2 seconds is plenty of time to draw a holstered handgun and fire. It just takes a little practice. And if you find it difficult to draw and fire in 2 seconds, look around for a different holster. Now, bear tacks are not that common. We don't have a good statistical base. We don't have great details on all the attacks. So we may never know what is a, quote, average bear attack. And it probably doesn't matter, because if it happens to you, it's going to be what happens. It's not going to be average. So those who want to minimize the danger of bear attacks and to convince us that there's nothing we can do, try to tell us only about the worst case incidents where it's very difficult. And they try to say that a bear attack is only an attack if the bear makes contact with the person. But that's a silly definition. I mean, if a person is yelling, "I'm going to kill you," and is running at you with a knife in their hand, it's an attack. Even if you shoot the person before they make contact. Or you close the door and keep them out. Or they trip over a curb and knock themselves out before they reach you. I think a more reasonable approach to define a bear attack would be that which is used to justify deadly force. Is the bear close enough to pose an imminent danger? Stefan Herrero says if a bear is charging, 50 to 100 feet may be the appropriate distance. That's from his book, Bear Attack. He's a preeminent scholar who promotes bear spray. Other things would be, did the bear knowingly approach humans from further away? In other words, did the bear know humans were there and still kept coming? Did it refuse to give way to humans? Does the bear show any fear of humans? Now, those are the sorts of things I think we could look at to say whether it was an attack or something else. But bears don't understand or recognize human laws or human morals.
Well, let me get you to hold bears. Right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. We can keep on with this if you want to, or we can move on. It doesn't matter. It's fascinating one way or the other. One way or the other. So this article, like I said, it was published September 23rd, 2022. You could find it under Dean Weingarten, under all contributors at amoland.com. If you haven't read it, you probably should, especially if you spend any time out in the forest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. It's taken weeks, but finally an arrest has been made in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania.
He acknowledged the families of the victims became increasingly agitated, but the silence from police was necessary.
Providing any details in this criminal investigation might have tainted the upcoming criminal prosecution or alerted the suspect of our progress.
The suspect was arrested in Pennsylvania and is awaiting extradition. A U.S. Air Force aircraft is said to have needed to take evasive maneuvers after a close call with a Chinese fighter jet. U.S. military officials said the incident happened during routine operations over the South China Sea. It happened last week. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just being brought up to date on some drills that you can do to make things easier and, you know, to
practice. Yeah, shooting
all, and you got a little bit, we need to make a few distinctions here.
Just finally, when we're talking about these drills, I wanted to make the point that people should realize, and it may seem obvious, but not to everyone, that bears are not furry humans. They don't know anything about human morals or civilization or laws. And if you had a known outlaw that was armed with a dozen knives and was known to steal stuff and not respect human authority, you would be very cautious around them. We shouldn't give bears more moral leeway than we would to human outlaws. So we could go on to the next article.
Well, let's go talk about this. Let's talk about this is a bear spray failure. And there's a school of thought that bear spray should be the default way to deal with a bear, and that's not always the case, is it?
Right. It's what we have is that there were some problematic studies done about bear spray and firearms. Oh, gosh, I think it's 10, 15 years ago now. And what we had popularized was the idea that bear spray was much more effective than firearms in stopping bear attacks. It just isn't true. And the data do not support that conclusion. But taking a couple articles that were done with different methods and different data collection, that strained conclusion was popularized. And one of the things people who popularized bear spray have had claimed was there never was anyone who used bear spray who was killed by a bear. But what we found with research here is there was about 20 years ago when bear spray, you know, hadn't been out for a long time. There was a bear spray failure, a fatal bear spray failure in Russia. There's a world famous bear researcher. His name was Vitaly Nikolayenko. And he was killed by a bear only 2 months after Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend, Annie Huguenard, were killed and partially eaten by a bear or bears in Alaska. Nikolayenko was half eaten. So the bears that are over in Russia are variations of the brown bear, which also known as European brown bear or grizzly bear or Kodiak bear. They're all the same bear. They're just, it depends if they are in an area where they get copious amounts of food, they get really big. If food is harder to get, they don't get that big. So where they get lots of food, they're sometimes called a Kodiak bear. And the ones that are more in the mountains are usually called grizzly bears. So Nikolayenko was this bear researcher, and he had a habit of getting close to bears. And he knew bears pretty well, but he should have been a little more careful. He did have bear spray, and he followed a bear in winter that wasn't hibernating, and he tried to get really close to the bear to get some pictures. Well, he didn't report in. People were supposed to come and pick him up. They were a little late. When they got there, they found his body. He'd been killed and eaten by a bear. And they also found a large swath of orange pepper spray, which indicates that Nikolayenko tried to defend himself. And he had a flare gun flying next to his body, unfired. So clearly he'd been able to deploy bear spray, but it was not successful. Now, people will say, well, this doesn't prove that bear spray doesn't work. And I'd say, well, it shows that bear spray did not work in this instance. Now, let's reverse the situation, see what people would think if he was found with, say, a handgun, which had been fired and was empty, and his body was found half-eaten by a bear, and he'd been killed by a bear. People would say, oh, yeah, that's a clear failure of a defensive use of a handgun. So we should apply the same standards that we use to one defensive method as we use in another defensive method. Now, Nikolayenko did not think the bears were harmless. He took significant chances, and it did not work out well for him. And he had bear spray, and it wasn't enough to protect him. So we see that the percentage of bears killed in defensive encounters with humans, where, you know, humans are defending themselves, is tiny. I think we're looking at a few hundred ever in like 100 years. And those numbers are so small, they're not even going to make a measurable difference in bear populations. So there's no reason in conservation to prevent people from killing bears when the bears attack them. There's no advantage to it. I can't see a reason why you would use bear spray if you legally could defend yourself with a firearm, because a firearm is, in general, more effective than bear spray. And if a bear attacks you, it should be put out of commission. Why would you leave it around to attack the next person? If you don't put it down, it's just learned it can attack people and nothing serious happens to it. In fact, most bears that actually injure people are hunted down by the authorities and killed. The only difference with someone using a personal defensive firearm is that they kill the bear on the spot before they injure anyone, or they limit the injuries to minor ones. So there's no conservation reason why you wouldn't kill a bear that is attacking people. And in fact, if you take those aggressive bears out of the population, eventually the genetics are changed a little bit and the bears become less aggressive toward people. Because bears that are less aggressive toward people don't get killed, and you get a few more of them in the population every year. That's what appears to have happened in Europe generally, where grizzly bears, for the most part, are less aggressive against humans than they are in North America. Obviously, it can be changing because here we have a case in Russia. Bears are no longer hunted generally in Russia, and so people are left with the alternative of bear spray and flare guns instead of actual firearms. So that's what happened in Russia. It was more than 20 years ago, and it disproves the idea that no one has ever used bear spray and been killed by a bear.
There you go. Hang on for me one last time. Coming up on the last break, talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten one last time before we head off into the holidays. We're going to talk about something that happened in July in 2021 in Ovando, Montana.
Correct.
Tell me about it.
This is a really sad case. Because we have a very athletic woman who's trying to do everything right. And she is a long distance bicyclist. She's obviously in excellent physical condition. And she's, they get to Ovando, Montana in the afternoon. They're going to camp out. And she, the friend, decides she wants to get a room in the motel there, and she gets a room. And it was one of the last ones available. And she invites Leah Loken, who's the woman, the bicyclist, to, if she wants to stay in the room with her. But she wanted to stay in the tent outside. And it's inside this little village. Her tent was set up mere feet away from a couple of buildings. And she was attacked by a 417-pound grizzly bear. And she valiantly, from what I can tell, used bear spray in an attempt to stop the attack, but the bear spray failed, and she was killed in an unprovoked predatory attack. And I found some details about this back in 2021. I was able to develop a source that was intimately close to the situation. And they told me that they had heard that Leah had used bear spray, and that it wasn't effective, but they couldn't prove it, and they did not want to be cited as a source. So I waited, and eventually the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee released a report about a year later, June 28th of 2022. And in the report, they try, it appears to me they try to downplay the use of bear spray. And I'm going to read some of what they reported. Okay. Here it goes. The victim's sister, Kim Lokan, identified the victim as Lee Davis Lokan, a 65-year-old female resident of Chico, California. Investigators responding to the scene found two tents. Lee Lokan had been sleeping alone in one tent. The other tent belonged to acquaintances of the victim, Jim and Kim Cole. They were approximately 20 feet from the victim's tent, and that tent was undisturbed. After going to bed earlier in the night, the Coles were awakened at about 3:08 a.m. by Ms. Lokan crying out, "Bear! Bear!" Bear was several feet from the two tents, exploring the area at the time. Ms. Lokan became alerted. Joe and Kim Cole both had counter-assault bear spray with them in their tent. They woke up. Joe grabbed Kim's bear spray, and they both began making noise. The bear walked off to the north into the field area behind the Obando store, and the bear spray was not used at the time. Ms. Lokan said, "The bear huffed at my head." Ms. Lokan got up, removed two bags of food, packaged snack foods, and a large bag of lentils from her tent into a building known as the Old Jail, which was the building next door to the campsite, approximately 25 to 30 feet from her tent. She also took a can of Frontiersman brand bear spray into her tent. The Coles did not have any food in their tent. The Coles said Ms. Lokan asked Ms. Lokan if she wanted to stay in the hotel, but Ms. Lokan said no, she wanted to stay in her tent, and they all went back to bed. Now, there's some important facts here that are noted. She took the can of bear spray into the tent with her. The grizzly was comfortable moving around human-occupied buildings inside a village. The report discloses bears had not been in the village recently, and the village had good food and bear attractant discipline. And then there's more revealed in the investigation. The bear came back about an hour later, attacked Ms. Lokan without provocation, and killed her after she emptied a can of bear spray while defending herself. And here's more from the report. The victim's journal and cell phone were collected from the tent footprint. A journal entry from July 2nd described that the victim practiced deploying bear spray after observing bear spray signs in around the area where she was camping at Holland Lake nearing the town of Seeley Lake, Montana. Nothing of evidentiary value was found in the phone. Also, inside the tent was the safety retention tab for a can of bear spray. An almost completely empty can of Frontiersman brand bear spray, black with white label, and missing the safety tab, was found under the tent. This can was assumed to be locust. The can had a fresh, oily residue on the outside and had a strong odor of capsicum, it suggesting it had been deployed the morning of the attack. Now, here's the things they mentioned, but it isn't emphasized much. She'd practiced deploying bear spray only 4 days earlier. She had the bear spray with her in the tent. When attacked, she was able to remove the safety tab and use the spray, emptying the can in spite of this defensive action. The grizzly bear killed her. Fatal wounds were nearly instantaneous, showing the spray had to be emptied while she was defending herself, attempting to stop the attack. And then the empty can was found under the tent, which had been dragged several feet forward during the attack, and the safety tab was found inside the tent. So that would be consistent with Leah expending the bear spray, you know, extending the can outside the tent and spraying the bear outside the tent after the bear spray safety tab was removed inside the tent. The report doesn't mention any bear spray residue inside the tent. And Ms. Lokan's body was found half in, half outside the tent, where she'd been dragged by the bear. So how do you get more evidence that the bear spray was deployed while she's trying to fight off this bear,
right,
but it doesn't stop the bear? I mean, I don't see how you can get any more evidence than that. The Montana State Medical Examiner conducted an autopsy. It indicated the victim had been in good health. He concluded the victim's death was caused by multiple blunt force injuries to the head, torso, and upper right extremity. The neck had been broken, spinal cord severed, multiple serious injuries, but you don't fight back after your spinal cord has been severed.
Yeah.
So clearly, the grizzly killed her after the bear spray had been sprayed. How can you have a more clear-cut case of failure, fatal failure, of bear spray? Now, we don't know that if Leah had had a handgun, that it would have been a different result. We can't know that for certain. But if she had time to take the safety tab off the bear spray and spray, put her hand outside the tent and spray the bear, it seems likely to me that she would have had time to grab a handgun and empty a few rounds into the bear's head, which was near a couple of feet from her.
Right.
So I suspect if she would have had a handgun, she very likely could have survived the attack. So then her neighbors, when they heard this ruckus, they grabbed bear spray, got out of the tent. They yelled at the bear, and the bear took off while he was his female friend, I think his wife, was blowing a whistle, and the bear left because they came.
Well,
eventually the bear was found and killed.
We've run out of time, Dean. I want to thank you for a terrific 2022. We'll do it some more in 2023. Dean Weingarten, Amaland.com. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Back again.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.